Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today
is the 27th day of the blessed month of Tuba. May God end in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, of my Father, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the Church celebrates the commemoration of the Honorable Archangel Suriel. He is one of the seven archangels and one of the seven spirits who are before the throne of God. They are from heaven, but they are sent forth to minister to the Son of Man. For the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? God created them luminous spirits that has trunkless nature that can behold God, but only as much as they can tolerate. The name Suriel means the trumpet of God. Archangel Suriel shall sound the trumpet in the last day when God will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. And they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heavens to the other. Saint John Chrysostom built for him a splendid church in Constantinople. He consecrated it in his name in the 27th day of the month of Tuba, and many miracles have taken place with his intercession. His intercession be with us all. Amen. On this day also of the year 20 of the martyrs, Saint Abipham, the soldier, was martyred. This saint was born in Osim to willy Christian parents. They raised him up with a Christian upbringing. He grew up in the fear of the Lord, merciful to the poor, and diligent in his prayers and fasting. His parents proposed for him to get married, but he did not accept. When Emperor Diocletian apostolized and declared the persecution against the Christians, the saint came before the governor of the region and confessed the Lord Christ and extensively tortured him. It happened that Arianus, the governor of Ancina, was present in Osim, so he took the saint with him to Cao. There he tied him to the tail of the horse and went about with him in the entire city. Then the governor ordered to squeeze him in the gymnasium. However, the Lord healed and strengthened him. Later, on Arianus ordered to tie a rock on his neck and to throw him into the river. The Lord sent his angel and saved him from the drowning. The governor became furious and ordered to place the saint in the fire furnace, but the fire did not harm him and was cooled out. Finally, the governor ordered to behead him. Thus he received a crown of martyrdom. Some of the believers took his pure body, shrouded, and buried him with a great veneration in the city of Tema. A church was built after his name, and many signs and miracles were manifested from his body. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. Today also of the year 21 of the martyrs was the martyrdom of Saint Serapion. This saint was born of the city of Benosa, a town of Lower Egypt. To his wealthy Christian parents, he grew to the loving and charitable to the poor and needy. He heard about the torture of the Christians in Alexandria. He went along with a friend called Theodore and one of the shepherds of his sheep called Thomas to Alexandria. They all came before the governor Arminius and confessed the Lord Christ. The governor ordered to imprison them. He terminated them by squeezing with the gymnasium, casting them in boiling terror, crucifying and throwing arrows at them. However, the angel of the Lord healed them from all these tortures, strengthened and comforted them. When the governor became weary, he ordered the commander of his soldiers, whose name was Orion, to behead Saint Serapion. Thus he received the crown of martyrdom and the blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. On this day also the Church celebrates the commemoration of the translocation of the relics of St. Timothy, the Bishop of Ephesus and the disciple of the Apostle St. Paul, from the city of Ephesus to Constantinople by the order of Emperor Constantine the Great. They placed his relics with a great veneration in the Church of the Holy Father the Apostles. The account of the martyrdom of the Timothy is recorded under the 23rd of Tuba. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.